Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Wednesday, March 25. In Squiz Kids today, police chase toilet paper thieves, marble racing a viral sensation, Tokyo Olympics to be postponed, and how to talk to BTS. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Barbecues, parties, playdates in the park, and heading for your favourite family holiday spot this Easter have all been added to the Australian government's forbidden list as the country last night stepped up its planning to combat the coronavirus. Stay at home was the clear message from the PM during a late-night press conference, as many state borders were closed for the first time in 100 years. Airports yesterday were deserted, queues of cars and trucks were lined up at border crossings, and a 1 kilometre-long traffic jam formed on the Nullarbor, the remote stretch of desert between Western Australia and South Australia, as border patrols were stepped up. But, mercifully, while traditional Easter holiday getaways might be in doubt, there's been no indication yet that the Easter Bunny won't be doing his rounds as normal. And breathe. In news that will surprise no one, police in New South Wales are seeking to make their first toilet paper theft arrest after two men broke into 4 Woolies stores in Sydney and stole more than 100 rolls of loo paper. "People need to grow up," said the New South Wales Police Minister. Meanwhile, a toilet paper Good Samaritan is doing his best to balance out the bog roll karma in the universe. Sydney convenience store owner Hazem Seda has started advertising 1 twin pack of loo paper for $3.50, but if customers want to buy 2 packs, it will cost them $99. And we're pretty sure $3.50 plus $3.50 doesn't add up to $99. An accompanying sign reads, "Don't be greedy, think of others."
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Holland, where a pair of brothers have accidentally found themselves YouTube stars after creating the internet's newest sensation, marble racing. Jelle and Dion Baker started making videos a couple of years ago of marbles racing one another along a track scraped out of sand. The races became so popular, the brothers created the Marble Olympics, which featured multiple events and even has its own marble race commentator. Their YouTube channel has had over 52 million views and boasts 650,000 subscribers. That's a whole lot of marble gazing that's going on. There's a link in today's episode notes of some of the videos of marble racing, but a warning, it's ever so mildly addictive. Once you start watching a race, you kinda get hooked.
Sport time!
The Olympic Games will not go ahead as planned in July. Late last night, the head of the International Olympic Committee and the Japanese Prime Minister made a joint statement saying the Tokyo Games would be postponed until next year. It follows the decision earlier this week of both Australia and Canada to withdraw their athletes from the competition. Meanwhile, the A-League, Australia's National Soccer League, yesterday followed the example of the AFL and NRL by announcing the 2020 season has been suspended.
Pop Culture Corner.
Have you ever wanted to learn to speak Korean? No, me neither. But do the boys from BTS have a deal for you? The redonkulously popular boy band from South Korea yesterday announced they would be releasing a web series to teach their fans Korean. Why? Well, to help fans better understand the songs they sing in Korean. The group also released a video this week urging fans to practice good hygiene during the coronavirus scare. The video is all in Korean, but if you want to get your ear in before the lads release their online language classes, there's a link to it in today's episode notes. Fill your boots. We know that a lot of you listen to Squiz Kids in the classroom, and we also know that because of the coronavirus, many of you have had your daily classroom routine interrupted. This is just a short message to let you know that this podcast is one part of your routine that doesn't need to change. We're going to continue to produce Squiz Kids, available for download from 7 a.m. every weekday morning. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and you won't miss out. Whatever your changed circumstances might be, we hope you'll still find time to slot us into your daily schedule. Because whether you're in the classroom or being homeschooled, it's still a kid's world too, right?
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What's the name of the remote stretch of desert between Western Australia and South Australia? That's right, it's the Nullarbor. Question number two. Which country do the brothers come from who have gone viral with their marble races? Yeah, that's right, it's Holland. Question number three. Which language do the boys from BTS want to help you learn? Yeah, it's Korean. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Charlotte from Frankston South, Jessica from Mitcham, Xavier from Mount Eliza, Matt John from Gosford East, Leo from Ties Hill, Sophie from Listerfield, Arthur from Middle Cove, Nicholas from Barowa, Tessa from Brisbane, Corey and Jesse from St Ives, and Ava from Perth. And a belated birthday shout-out to Will from Melbourne. Happy birthday to you all. And classroom shout-outs today to classes 34L and 56G at Bathurst Public School, Year 4 at Holy Family Primary at Merriweather Beach, and all the primary kids at Bob's Farm Public School in Port Stephens. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.